Dr. Albert, Lieutenant Clinic Note on Tamara Garza, T-A-M-A-R-A, last name G-A-R-Z-A, birthday 10-16-63, dictation 524, patient seen for follow-up with history of falling and bleeding at night, apparently severe injury to lower back, with severe pain, taken to Kingwood Hospital by her son, who is an EMT, where CAT scan revealed fracture of L5 vertebrae with antrolithesis and foramen narrowing. Patient has subsequently been advised to limit ambulation, staying at home. States that she was crawling to the mailbox, but her son, or excuse me, her family is now assisting her, providing a wheelchair to use outside of the house and to assist her with ambulation, requesting Flexeril prescription she's taken in the past. The muscle spasm states that the pain has increased with movement, having, quote, muscle spasms. As sister is a 4, review of symptoms on contributory past medical history as a 4, see chart, physical exam, general appearance, moderate distress, eyes, ears, nose, and cervix, and normal limbs, next up we got masses, lungs, cured ossification, percussion, heart rate, the rhythm, that murmurs, gallop, having a soft leg, negative tenderness, back, with 2 plus tenderness to lower back, lumbar sacral junction, with extreme painful range of motion, skin, extremities, neurological, basically within normal limits. Impression, follow-up, fall with fracture L5. Patient was giving further precautions as far as attempting ambulation without assistance and dangers of additional falling. Discussed increasing doses of Suboxone, which could be given safely to partially alleviate pain. So patient given extra dose, but still advised to return in 2 weeks for follow-up to monitor progress. With prescription for Flexeril and refillable Lasix. Thank you, Dr. Halberdier.